AICS are down to the last few details before starting up work on the new health clinic. The project started in December of 2009 with a grant for $3.7 million from the Health Resources and Service Administration for the construction of a new primary care clinic in Wrangell. AICS facilities manager Steve Helgeson says there were a few bumps in the road to get to the point where they are now. One in particular was the untimely death of the original architect for the project, Salmon Bay's Dan Dirks. Juno architect Alan Rogers has since stepped in to finish the design and will assist in the construction administration. The other challenge, Helgeson says, was obtaining the Corps of Engineer permit for the site.
It's a new site, an undeveloped site. And there were wetlands that were discovered on the site. So the process of getting a Corps permit took nearly a year. And in fact, while we're permitted and allowed to start now, we're still not entirely finished with that process. So,
the location of the new clinic is behind the Alpine Mini Mart off Samovia Highway. And Helgeson says it won't just be a clinic, it will be a new medical campus.
And it will contain not only our clinic, but right adjacent to us will be the new hospital. So it'll be a very good project for the patients and citizens here in Wrangell, because it'll place the two major medical providers right next to one another in new facilities on a combined piece of land.
The project went out to bid in April and recently was awarded to McGraw Construction. Helgeson says the construction model of the project will be stick frame, which he says will create quite a few local jobs.
I'm very pleased that the building will be built stick framed, which basically means it's built on site, as opposed to modular, which is built in a factory somewhere and then shipped here. So what that means for Wrangell is the potential for local jobs, because all of the work is done here on site.
As a matter of fact, I think I've only got one person I'm bringing in, and pretty much everybody else I'm going to hire locally.
That's Michael Ashton, the superintendent of McGraw Custom Construction. He says financially, stick frame was the best way to do the project.
We actually looked at doing it modular ourselves, and it just wasn't feasible. The time restraints were too tight. It's not quite as simple as people are being led to believe by any means, and there's no way it could have been done that way on time. And so we bid stick frame, as did everybody else. There was no modular bids. So which means is, regardless of who got the bid, Wrangell was going to win, you know, because of all the construction was taking place here. The money starts, you know, it stops here.
Ashton will be doing the hiring for the project and says he already has a list of highly qualified carpenters and laborers here locally for each stage of work.
We've got a very good, skilled workforce here in Wrangell. I did the Harborview Elementary School job in Juneau. And I would have killed to have the Wrangell employees that I've got here. I mean, I just would have killed for them. The quality of the workers here is better than here or in Juneau or in Ketchikan. They're just some really top-notch people to work with.
AICS's Steve Helgeson says the city of Wrangell has done a lot to help the project get moving.
They donated land for the campus. They've been involved with us to help settle the Corps of Engineer permit and issues. And they've been very gracious in supplying land for the mitigation of the wetlands that were disturbed up there for both our project and the hospital project. So we wouldn't be where we are right now in this project without the help of the city of Wrangell.
AICS says the clinic is scheduled to be substantially complete by November 8th and fully complete by December 8th of this year. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.